All right, faith is now, and now faith is, what is faith? It's a now, now faith is, now when is it? All right, what is it? It's something you can get, something you can get a hold to. Now, every one of you in this church, in this building tonight, recognize these seats with substance. You get a hold to, you can make contact with them. That's why you're sitting up in them. You know, if you didn't know that they was here, you've been standing around the wall. I got to stand up tonight. Lean up against the wall and all these seats in here. But you recognize and you saw that there were some seats to sit in. I want to make this real. I want to show you how to grow your faith. How to get it. How to get it and walk by it every day. It's not something you just learn a few scriptures to quote, but it's a life you live. It works in every area of your life. I won't get to it tonight, but I'm going to show you some of the defaults, some of the things that hinder your faith, some of the things you got to guard against. And one of the main things, if you're going to walk by faith, you got to keep opposition out of your heart. You cannot be offended. You cannot hold unforgiveness in your heart. I don't care what they've done to you. I don't care who did it. You cannot allow that in your heart. You forgive them, whether they ask you or not. You can't afford it. Because that's one of the things that stopped faith from working. So he said, let's establish something here. We said now faith is, right? It's now, it's also what? Substance. It's also what else? Is substance thing hoped for, and it's two things. It's substance, it's evidence. Any court in this country, you can win your case with it. Substance and evidence. Substance and evidence. I don't care how sharp a defense, district attorney, I don't care how sharp he is. I don't care how smooth he is. I don't care how many words he can. I don't care how he can use and all. I don't care what he. If you got evidence, substance, and evidence, he can't mess with you. It'll refute all that stuff. And when the devil come talking all his loud talk, what you done, what you done, how it happened, you did this, and I know you did, and this, you give him substance and evidence. You got the substance, you got the evidence. When he tried to tell you that you're not a child of God, you got the substance, you got the evidence. I've been redeemed. Well, you got it right here. You open it up and say, here it is. If God said, I'm free. God said, I'm washed. Now, what you talking about? If God said it, and I belong to him, he redeemed me. Now, who are you, outsider? Who are you to accuse me? Who are you to bring something against me and tell me I don't qualify when God told me that I am healed? When God says, Jimmy, if you confess what you've done wrong to me, I'll forgive you. And not only will I forgive you, but I will cleanse you from it. And not only will I cleanse you from that, I will cleanse you from all the unrighteous. That means everything you done wrong, you didn't know you did wrong. Now, how can I not receive what God has given me? The accuser has nothing to hold on to. It's like trying to hold on to a greased pig. So watch it. Keep the time. I'm not looking at my pad now. I shouldn't have said anything. Let's establish something here, okay? Is that okay? Now faith is, if faith is not in the now, you can't use it. Why is that? If I'm not standing in front of this chair now, I can't sit in it. What if I was over here? I'm over here. Can I sit in that chair? Because I'm not in position. There's a water fountain back there. Can I drink from that water fountain standing here? God said, now, right now. That's when you act on what he said, because it's now to do it. There's no other time to do it but now. You can't do it yesterday because it's gone. You can't do it tomorrow because it hadn't come. But now it's here. Oh, Jesus. Okay, Lord. All right. Let me go ahead and finish this point. We have to pick this up the next time. It says, all right, it's now. It's substance. It's evident. Can you put up the Amplified Bible on that verse? Can you pull it up? No, I'll pull it up. I got it on my iPad. Oh, you got it. Good. All right, good. Now listen to this. Now, faith is the assurance. What is it?
Assurance.
Confirmation. Title deed. Anybody here own any property? You own a house, a car, land? You could be in New York, or you can be in Wichita, Kansas, or you can be in the backside of Africa. You could prove to me, if I was standing there with you and you had your deed with you, you could prove to me you own some land in the United States. And I could argue with you that you don't own it. And I decide to go out and try to build on it. You could show your deed. Say, you better get yourself off my land and do it now. Couldn't you do it? If I try to bow up, so I don't care what you say. I'm going to build this house. I'm going to live on this land. What are you going to do? Say, okay. I don't think so. Next thing you know, here come the police. Handcuffs. And whatever else they need to do. And they are kindly, nicely, abruptly, or forcefully remove yourself off that property. Won't they do it? Satan have parked himself in your life and told you that you're supposed to be broke. You're supposed to be sick. You're supposed to be dumb. You're supposed to not be able to do anything. You're supposed to just depend on welfare. All those things will help if you're there where you need it. But you never park your life there. You're a king kid. You may not have learned how to operate at the beginning, but once you learn, you chunk that stuff aside because it becomes weight, baggage. But if you just want to hang around there, God will let you hang around because it's your choice because he said you have what you say.